The word today is mockery. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible speaks of God's wisdom, and the book of Proverbs describes wisdom as a woman of discretion. She is direct and at times harsh on those who are foolish. If a person does not act wisely, they will be mocked by others for their foolishness. God's law and laws of nature are unforgiving. But it's a good thing the Lord forgives our foolish mistakes. Here to discuss this further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Mockery.
There is a section of the Scripture called the wisdom literature, and this includes the book of Proverbs in the Bible. It's a collection of wise sayings, short, little, brief statements that teach us wisdom. And the book starts with what seems like might be a really harsh image. It's a personification. That's when you take something that is not living, human, and you draw an analogy as though it's a person. And there is personification in Proverbs chapter 1 of wisdom, as though wisdom was an individual with a personality and thoughts of their own. And in Proverbs 1, starting at about verse 22, there's kind of a harsh assessment of people that seem to lack wisdom, that don't use common sense. And it says in verse 22, "How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I, in turn, will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you." Now, remember, this is not an actual person who is speaking here. It's an image of wisdom. And you have a choice in life. You can either accept God's wisdom that he gives through his word, which will lead you to wise choices, sound, sensible decisions, or you can listen to the temptations of the sinful flesh, or else you can follow the allurement of the world with its temptations, and that can lead to disaster, calamity. So wisdom is saying here, if you choose not to listen to God's will, if you want to go some other direction and then blow up your life, wisdom isn't going to feel sorry for you. Now, one of the good things is that God is a God of mercy and grace. He's not only a God of justice. Yes, one of the attributes of God is wisdom, omniscience, being all-knowing. But he is not heartless toward us. He wants us to accept his wisdom. And sometimes we have lack of discretion because we just didn't think things through enough. We didn't exercise wisdom. I remember there was a man at the health club who talked to me one day, and he shared how he almost died trying to do a good deed. He was on what's called a pontoon boat. These are the boats with the big floats that have a flat top, and people will gather and eat and drink on these boats. And it was a rather windy day. One individual lost their shoe over the side, and this brand of the shoe was named Crocs. They float in the water because they're very light. And it started to float away from the boat, and this person who knows me from the gym thought, well, I'm in pretty good shape. I'll just swim out and get his shoe. So this man is in his like mid-60s to late 60s. He is in pretty good shape, but he swam out to get the shoe, and once he retrieved it, he was now quite a distance from the boat because of the wind and the waves. And suddenly he realized he was tired and he couldn't make progress back toward the boat, and he started to really have a hard time. Well, it turned out that they were able to get the boat over to him and to help pluck him out of the water, but he realized that he could have died doing something as foolish as jumping in the water and swimming after a shoe. He was trying to be a good Samaritan. He was trying to do something for someone else, but he didn't exercise wisdom by looking at the wind and the waves, the conditions that really put him in danger. There are other times when we do things thoughtlessly. A crisis is created because of the lack of forethought by ourselves or someone else. We can be impulsive or we can be angry. Sometimes we're overconfident, and as a consequence, we can do things or say things that really put us at risk. The Christian worldview is to give us, among other things, wisdom. It's to help us to think things through, to try to do things in a godly fashion. We want to be informed by the Word of God so that we do godly things. A lot of people end up dying and getting maimed and hurt because they were doing unholy things. They were pursuing sin and wickedness, and as a consequence, they do damage to themselves and others. We also don't want to go against the laws of the universe. God gave us very harsh, hard laws, like the law of gravity. I always say that if someone wants to defy the law of gravity, they can pretend they can fly and jump out of a tree, but they'll end up probably breaking their leg because the law of gravity isn't going to be suspended just because they want. It's the same with the body. If we treat our body in an improper fashion, if we take illicit drugs or drink a lot of alcohol, and all, this can start to harm us and destroy the organs of the body. So wickedness brings a lot of damage, and this is why wisdom in Proverbs, this personification of wisdom, is saying, I'll laugh at you, I will mock you. We don't get away from the laws of the universe and from our bodies. They don't have grace. They don't have forgiveness. They're just simply going to act upon us. If we act in wisdom and do the right things, usually we are blessed by our body or by the laws of the universe. But sometimes you can do everything right and still suffer. This is when it gets frustrating. When you're trying to be godly, trying to do the Lord's will, and yet still come down with a sickness. Like, for instance, an individual who has never smoked, and yet they get lung cancer. Or a person who's careful in driving and obeying the rules of the road, and they get hit by somebody else and injured. We can become a victim of someone else's lawlessness. It's very aggravating. I remember my father, Pastor Paul, telling me, Doug, life is a series of problems. And through the Christian faith, we attempt to work through these problems that assert themselves. It's very important that you continue to have confidence in God and peace in the Lord. Wisdom is good, and you will get wisdom when you go to the Word of God, when you read through a book like the book of Proverbs in the Bible. There's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of sensibility that's taught us about who we can and cannot trust, not putting too much confidence in other people, but ultimately putting our confidence into the Lord, in being aware that as we age, we are going to become more frail and we lose our capacities, but that we are looking forward to eternal life. There's a lot of good things that we learn when we turn to the wisdom literature like the book of Proverbs. However, there is a piece of wisdom that saves us from eternal death, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ. The world calls it foolishness. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul is talking about the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Ultimately, all of God's wisdom is put into human form in the person of Jesus Christ. If you really want to grow in wisdom and knowledge and to think in a sound fashion and to learn how to show love as God shows love, you go to Jesus. Jesus is the one who comes in order to bring us redemption, forgiveness. He's the one who goes to the cross. And in God's wisdom, he chose to save us from our sins, to redeem us. And that is so fantastic, so beautiful. And that's why it is such a wonderful message of good news. And that's why all over the world, millions of people are just amazed that God is not just a God of wisdom, but a God of grace, a God of love and mercy. And he demonstrates that through his son, Jesus Christ. I hope that wisdom is a very important thing to you, that you don't want to be foolish. You don't want to be an individual who follows the world and your sinful temptations. You want to be an individual who locks on to the wisdom of God. There was a missionary by the name of Jim Elliot who ministered to the people in Central America, and he said this: he is not a fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. We can't lose our redemption and salvation in Jesus Christ, and we don't want to give it up for anything. Let's use wisdom as we act in a godly fashion and praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.